Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, let's go back to Putin. It was live when we were watching it. We've now paused it, so it's taped to air, so we can hear what he's saying about what's about to happen in Eastern Europe. In Ukraine, here it is.
Say that that's how it happened. That's a fact. That's a historical fact. And as a result of Bolshevik's policy, the Soviet Ukraine was created. And we have every reason to say now that it's Ukraine created by Vladimir Lenin. He's its creator and architect. And it's fully confirmed by the documents from the archives, also including the decrees, Lenin's decrees regarding Donbass that was added to Ukraine. And now, grateful, the sentence demolishing all the statues, all the monuments to Lenin. They call it decommunization. You want decommunization? Well, we are quite happy with that. But don't stop halfway. We are ready to show you what would mean actual decommunization for Ukraine. Coming back to the history of the matter, I would like to remind you that back in 1922, at the territory of the former Russian Empire, the Soviet Union was established, but the reality showed that keeping this territory and ruling this territory using the principles of confederation deems impossible because it had nothing to do neither with the realities nor with the historical tradition. And the Red Terror and switch to the Stalin's purges and the monopoly of the Communist Party, nationalization, planned economy, all that in reality was turned into a formality, nothing more. Principles that were declared but didn't actually work. In reality, Soviet republics had no sovereign rights. None. In practice, what was created, strictly centralized, unitarian in its character. State that was centralized. Stalin implemented not Lenin's ideas, but his own ideas of how state should be built. But changes to the founding acts, to the constitution, he didn't make any changes in this regard. Lenin's principles about building the Soviet Union were not reconsidered technically. It seemed there was no need in this. Under totalitarian regime, authoritarian regime, everything worked well and it looked nice from the outside. It looked more than democratic even. But still, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Pause. You have to back this up. Folks, I've been around 48 years and I've been on here 28 years. And I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. And I knew that Putin started meeting with Solzhenitsyn in the last decade of his life. And I know people that reportedly know Putin and say, no, he's an anti-New World Order, InfoWars listener. And I'm not naive. I don't go, oh, Putin must be great. But now you see it more and more. Vladimir Putin repudiating communism, saying it's horrible. He may even come out and say Western powers put Lenin in. Because I know Putin knows that now. And that Russia has gotten free from this to a certain extent. And that we need to get free of this globalism as well, these parasites, and then we can have real peace and an incredible future. I mean, folks, Russia's got three times the resources the U.S. does. I mean, it's the richest country in the world. We should have a huge deal with them and be working with them. Not, but again, the globalists don't like that. They want to use the Chinese slave colony to leverage everybody out. They want to implode the third world, starve them to death, to flood the West, so the West collapse. And then have us have a war with the damn Russians. I mean, it's just the stupidest thing you would do for prosperity and peace and a future the world's ever seen. And, you know, I don't see how you see any fault in Putin, what he's saying. I mean, it's all historically true. Stalin's horrible. Lenin's horrible. We're sorry what we did to you. Blah, blah, blah. What do you want to be? I mean, you know it's coming. You want to be under George Soros or you want to be your own country? We don't want you. We want to do business with you. Just please don't go to war with us. I mean, And to hear somebody actually tell the truth from that level is powerful. Because the truth is powerful. And the truth lives in InfoWars.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Vladimir Putin has concluded his speech about 8 minutes ago, but we paused it in live time, and if you just joined us, unbelievable truth. I mean, and look, I'm not somebody that gushes over leaders or people or any of this. And I know Russia's got serious corruption problems and everything else, believe me. But, I mean, everything Putin said so far is dead on historically accurate. He just apologized for the communists taking over Ukraine and killing people. He just said Lenin was horrible. He just said Stalin was horrible. He just said authoritarianism is terrible and he wants free market. And he wants to work with the world, and he wants to see Ukraine be separate from Russia. He doesn't want to run Ukraine. He wants to do business with Ukraine. Yeah, yeah. Abso-frickin-lutely. And I don't know what else he's going to say, because I haven't watched it in live time. We've been stopping and starting it. We were first playing it, it was live. It's just incredible. So we'll see if he announces he's taking over the east of Ukraine, and that if the West attacks those people, he'll defend them, hopefully trying to end the war with the threat of military action by showing strength. But I don't see any fault with this. And compared to other world leaders, I mean, he just, he's telling the truth. And he talks about reality, being real, being realistic, how truth matters, how truth is what's valuable. And, yeah, that's the only damn thing that works. Like, mathematics is truth. It lines up. Or history, when you tell it accurately, is I mean, you know, that's why when the system claims Alex Jones lies or Alex Jones is a mastermind deceptive. No, the truth is there's not masterminding anything. I just go with deep research and then my spirit when I think's right. I do a lot of research and then that's intellectual, but then my spirit looks at it and makes a decision. And this is a big deal, folks. I mean, this is Putin straight shooting the world. And, of course, they're not going to play it on most of the channels. They'll take it out of context. But this is really the truth about what happened in Ukraine, the history of it, and the rest of it. Let's hear the rest.
State. I'm not blaming anyone, accusing anyone of anything. The situation in the country back then and after the Civil War and before the Civil War was incredibly difficult, was critical. And now I only can say that that's how it happened. That's a fact. That's a historical fact. And as a result of Bolshevik's policy, the Soviet Ukraine was created. And we have every reason to say now that it's Ukraine created by Vladimir Lenin. He's its creator and architect. And it's fully confirmed by the documents from the archives, also including the decrees, Lenin's decrees regarding Donbass that was added to Ukraine. And now, grateful, the sentence demolishing all the statues, all the monuments to Lenin. They call it decommunization. You want decommunization? Well, we are quite happy with that. but don't stop halfway. We are ready to show you what would mean actual decommunization for Ukraine. Coming back to the history of the matter, I would like to remind you that back in 1922, at the territory of the former Russian Empire, the Soviet Union was established. But the reality showed that keeping this territory and ruling this territory using the principles of confederation deems impossible, because it had nothing to do neither with the realities nor with the historical tradition. And the Red Terror and switch to the Stalin's purges and the monopoly of the Communist Party, nationalization, planned economy, all that in reality was turned into a formality, nothing more. Principles that were declared but didn't actually work. In reality, Soviet republics had no sovereign rights. None. In practice, what was created, strictly centralized, unitarian in its character. State that was centralized. Stalin implemented not Lenin's ideas, but his own ideas of how state should be built. But changes to the founding acts, to the constitution, he didn't make any changes in this regard. Lenin's principles about building the Soviet Union were not reconsidered technically. It seemed there was no need in this. Under totalitarian regime, authoritarian regime, everything worked well, and it looked nice from the outside. It looked more than democratic even. But still, it's a shame. It's a shame that from the formal foundations our state was built on, they didn't clear out this odious utopic brought about by the revolution, but destructive fantasies. And in the future, how it often happened, no one thought about it. The leaders of the Communist Party seemed to be confident that they managed to build a strong governing system, that using this policy they managed to finally resolve the national issue. But replacing the notions, manipulating the public moods, could cost dearly. The infection of nationalism did not disappear, and that bomb that was undermining the state with this infection of nationalism was just waiting for its hour to come. Because once again, any republic had the right to withdraw from the USSR. In the middle of 1980s, against the background of raising problems, crisis of the planned economy, the nationalist issue, that was caused not by some ideas of the Soviet peoples, but by growing appetites of the current leaders, was escalated. But the USSR leadership, instead of analyzing the situation and making thoughtful decisions in the economy and in the political system, in the governing system, they were only talking about restoring Lenin's principles about national self determination. More than that, inside the Communist Party there was a struggle for power, and each side wanting to expand its support started to encourage this nationalism. They were trying to play with it.
Again, we've jumped back and forth in the feed. And so what we're going to do is wait till he gets into the actual part about Eastern Ukraine and recognizing that. That's the statement they already put out hours ago that he's going to announce. But I guess he's using this opportunity to go over some of the history of what's happened there and obviously try to get Ukraine to be its own sovereign state and not a puppet of Europe and not a puppet of Russia, but an actual autonomous country that is its own. And he's obviously sitting there explaining that those eastern areas were given by the Soviets to Ukraine, and that's been part of Russia, and so you're not going to attack it, and you're not going to take it, and that's what he's doing. And then I would imagine when we ever get there, just common sense will be, do not attack it, or we'll see it as an attack on Russia, and so they're about to absorb that region in. It's the same way World War I started, same way World War II started, was different European countries battling over zones and arguable areas, just like cities battle each other over, you know, annexing what zones. It's all very interesting. So we're going to segue away from that now. We basically know what's been announced, what's happened, other highlights and tidbits. We'll give that to you here today. But when we come back, I'm going to go to Laura, Scott, Chris, Brian, Alan, Rick, and others here on this live Monday, February 21st broadcast. We've got so much other news as well. I haven't hit all of the COVID news. It is unbelievable. Here's just some of it. Reports CDC has withheld COVID data from Americans to prevent vaccine hesitancy. Bill Gates says, sadly, Omicron has done a better job than the vaccines. You can't make that up. And so much more. Big broadcast lined up for you today. In the last 45 minutes of this hour, I'm going right to your phone calls on the other side. And remember, we're in an information war, and I appreciate all your great work. You don't know how powerful it is when you share the links to articles and videos from futurenews.news. That's the current URL that's not being censored as much that leads folks to band.video. Futurenews.news. Futurenews.news. Futurenews.news.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do here as we battle the New World Order is Putin is actually continuing on. I was wrong when I said he stopped. And we're going to follow that and have all the quotes and technicals about what's happening. Will there be war? Will it be expanded? What's happening? It looks like he's doing a long history lesson here. But we're going to go to your phone calls right now. But as we speak, we'll have the Sputnik feed, I've noticed, has a good English translation of what he's saying in basically near live time. And we will be posting that. Putin declares formal recognition of Ukrainian separatist regions as sovereign states. That reportedly just happened. So right now, let's go back or go to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Pennsylvania. Then we'll go to Laura in Canada. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you? Long time listener. It's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you, brother.
Thank you. I just wanted to dovetail off the fact that the dehumanization, I feel as if it's a double-edged sword simply because by putting all this demoralization out, I feel as if the people, it'll be more easy to see how evil our government has become unless we've gone too far and the chemical warfare has taken over so much of our minds that we literally cannot see what's being done. And just as, you know, it's been mentioned before, if all this evil, you know, is put forth in front of us and we choose to accept it, then, we deserve it.
Well, that's right. The geoengineering and the grooming of the children. I mean, look at how, whether it's the Boy Scouts or public schools, have science camps for fifth grade elementary student girls, and then they send in biological men to sleep with them, and then they don't tell the parents. It's all pedophilic. It's all creepy. It's the state coming in and taking control of your children. It's a rape. This whole leftist movement is just raping our minds, raping our currency, raping our borders, raping our children, raping our freedom. And I've got the Washington Post article out today saying freedom is bad. As he says, freedom is evil. I mean, you're like, that's cartoonish. But folks, they actually say that in headlines everywhere.
It's ridiculous because it's so in our face. It's so blatant. It's so over the top that you would have to be a blind man not to see
it. It's because they can't help it. People are like, this isn't a good move. Why do they say they want to have sex with our kids? Why do they love the devil? Why are they saying freedom's evil? Because they're evil, folks. They're gone. They can't help it. God says that when you turn yourself over to evil long enough, he turns you over to a reprobate mind and you lose your soul, basically. You become an avatar of a demon. You become a robot of Satan. And these people, they're gone, brother. They're gone.
And I pray every night, and I pray that God protect you, Alex, and the rest of the InfoWars crew and every other.
I know you're praying for me, and I need it, brother. Because our mission is important, and also be selfish and say, I don't want to get killed or put in prison. But yes, will you promise to keep praying for InfoWars, brother?
Yes, sir.
I love you, and I appreciate you, Scott. Thank you so much. I love all of you folks. I love you so much. Laura in Canada. Laura, thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I'm calling, actually, I live in Ontario, and I broadcast with a larger network out of New Orleans, Louisiana, with my own show, United Public Radio Network. I share that because I get a lot of stuff sent to me, like we do when people follow our shows from all over the world.
Yeah, you have a lot of contacts.
I'm hearing from Australia, all over the world. Thanks. They get right from the people. But what I'm going to say is, you know, I'm also a nurse with critical care experience, and I watched live when that grandmother, who is also a clan mother and First Nations person, like I had a First Nation, basically being a clan mother. What happened? And I can't even begin to describe the horror. And I've seen some awful stuff being a critical care nurse.
Yep. Guys, while she's talking, roll that footage of the woman on the walker, woman on the mobility scooter, being trampled by the Clydesdale. Yeah, I saw more of the footage, too. She has a bunch of broken ribs. She could die. And the media is making jokes about her. What did you make of that?
I you know what? I don't cry easily. I was in tears. I mean, like I said, I've seen horrible things, and I was traumatized. I got sent a video this morning from a couple trying to go down to downtown Ottawa to get some breakfast and the police stopping them. She's got it on video saying to them, you people, you're doing all this illegal stuff. You're not coming down here. It's all blocked off the road.
Oh, I love the comments on Twitter. Like half of them are like, that old bitch deserves to die. Should have followed orders. What has happened to these people? Because it's one thing the cops doing it. That's bad enough. But the left celebrating, trampling people with horses.
Well, now Chrystia Freeland is calling for us to keep these war measures laws. And she actually said in a live broadcast that we should be now freezing the funds of those that support Trump.
I saw that. They're going to take as much power as they can get. Can you believe how naked they are now?
Well, they are, but what my concern is, and people may, you probably have seen this, but there has been sort of an anonymous video that was on TikTok. Gentleman that is a trucker, kind of hid his identity, calling for all truckers to drop their loads starting today and don't bring anything else. They've warned Canadians to go out and get their supplies because it won't take long for the shelves to end empty. It's a holiday today. How crazy is this? It's supposed to be family day today after everything that's been going on in our country.
Well, Canada is hardworking people and nice people, like Midwesterners in America or Southerners on average, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, they're just such nice people. And they thought you were wimps, so they chose you as the target because they thought you'd roll over, but you didn't roll over. And now they're so angry at you, and all they've done is awaken the sleeping giant. And I know that more truckers are coming, more people are coming. And I know there's huge marches of hundreds of thousands in other Canadian cities. And that's got to really scare the system. What are you saying?
Well, you know what? Where I live, I'm right smack dab in the middle of Canada. So you have to come through my city to go from either side of Canada through crossing or down to southern Ontario. So there are more truckers. We've heard them. We're very close to the intersecting highways in my city. So they're coming, but what's his next move? I mean, and you know, people that are...
And by the way, that's the big story, is there's truckers from all over Canada. Now, when they started seeing them beat people up 3 days ago, that triggered them to come. What's going to happen when a few thousand thug cops, because most cops wouldn't be part of it, they surveyed police nationwide, as you know, who would come and do evil. What are those few thousand thugs going to do when now another 100,000 truckers show up to respond to their evil?
And nobody wants to be violent, okay? This is, and you know what? We know why they did this, because they were hoping people would retaliate. They're fighting back. I saw right away when I saw the green uniforms, I knew they weren't from Canada right away. I heard your report, by the way.
Oh, yeah, did you see all the UN aircraft landing?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you were doing a newscast about Southern California, that the 4,000-plus police were set to lose their jobs unless they agreed to come up to Canada. Now, we love you guys. You are our brothers and sisters. We pray for you, just like we know. The one thing about this, Alex, that we have to say, like you said, it's awakened the sleeping lion, but it has united the world. It's made people realize we're not alone. We're united as in humanity. Yeah, you're going to get people out there like the left and people that...
Laura, that's awesome. How do people find your show?
It is tonight, actually, on United Public Radio Network. It's called The Angel Rock, and I'm broadcasting from 10 p.m. to...
Beautiful. Thank you so much. More calls.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world, and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandout video links. And that's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind you coming here. Wasting all my time.
I've always admired China's basic dictatorship. And now Trudeau and others are announcing a permanent civil emergency. Putin is going in hard on Ukraine with the rhetoric referring to Ukraine's process of decommunization. You want to decommunize? Well, we are fine with that, but let's not stop halfway. We're ready to show you what real decommunization is like for Ukraine. And then he goes on to say, I am decommunizing Russia. But the hardline right-wingers here, so brainwashed that Russia was our enemy for their lifetimes, say, oh, it's a secret plot. They're still in bed with them. No, the Larry Finks and BlackRocks and globalist organizations hate Russia's guts because Russia is not under their control. Doesn't mean Russia's perfect, but it means the globalists are not in control of it and they can't stand it. All right, let's move quickly through your amazing phone calls. Try to give each caller a minute or two so we get to everybody. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that would be Chris and then Rick. Chris in Michigan, right up there where all this is going on by Canada. Chris, what's your view on the situation?
I really just don't have a view. I really don't know what to do about it all. I was going to call and ask you basically what, I mean, everybody being peaceful. I think that's the way it should be handled and everything. But what's our next move once they bust your teeth down your throat and run old ladies over with horses and all that?
Well, I mean, I hear you. The globalists want us to kill the cops, and then they start civil war, and then they sit back and watch the stocks plunge, and they come in and buy them up cheap. I want to identify Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, the people running this, and then have everybody sue them, elect leaders that will then go after them. Because if they just trigger a civil war and we don't involve ourselves, then their globalist system will fall. They're hoping they can turn up the heat, have an explosion, and then bring in a permanent tyranny, and we forget about how we got to that tyranny. So, yeah, it's very shameful to have the special police, and I say special, the average cops wouldn't do it, that they brought into Canada to attack men, women, and children and do all of this. But they found their order followers, and I really think they'll stage a false flag soon to demonize the protesters, because without that, they have really screwed themselves over. Trudeau was only elected with 30% of the vote, again, by a parliamentary trick. They're saying maybe has 15% approval rating right now. So he's a total minion. That's why when he tries to shake Xi Jinping's hand or Bolsonaro's hand, Bolsonaro's a great Christian patriot, as good as you could get, in my view. Xi Jinping's a super evil communist, but there's famous video where he tries to talk to both of them and tries to shake their hands, and they know he's owned by the UN and Klaus Schwab and BlackRock. And they're like, and that's how the Chinese are especially. They know you're already somebody's puppet. They don't meet with you. They meet with the boss. Same thing with Bolsonaro. So yeah, go ahead and roll the footage again. And so he tries to talk to Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping won't talk to him. He tries to talk to Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro won't talk to him. And that's because they know he's a puppet. Roll that footage again. I'm glad you were able to pull that up so quick because that perfectly illustrates. Yeah, back up to the beginning. Because he comes over and sits down. Yeah, there it is. Tries to talk to Xi Jinping. He won't talk to him. Touches his leg. Won't. Okay, nobody's talking to me. Well, let me talk to Bolsonaro. So you got the right-wing Christian on the one hand, the communists on the other, but they both run their countries. Oh, no, I'm not talking to a puppet. You're bought and paid for, son. We don't talk, and it happens everywhere he goes. Trump wouldn't talk to him because no one respects a puppet. No one wants to be a puppet. You've got all the Brian Stelters of the world and leftists jockeying to be in positions of power and to get under CNN and get under ABC or get under NBC when they have dwindling audiences of idiots and everybody else hates them. It's joining a sinking ship, but they always aspire to that. They always believe that, and so they can't stop. Being a trailblazer is what you want. Being a maverick is what you want. Being a leader that stands up for the people, that's what's timeless. That's what honors your ancestors and your family and your progeny to come. That's what makes us strong. Our strength is people like Bolsonaro. Our strength is people like George Washington. Our strength is people that stand up for what's right, people like Martin Luther King Jr. That's our strength, not bowing, not groveling. Everything we got was because of free society standing up. In fact, one of the crew pointed out that I should call somebody out, and I'll do it at the start of the next segment. And that's Drake, who I think has got great music. By the way, I love his music out of hip-hop and rap. I think he's one of the best talented people out there. I listen to him all the time. But the point is that what's he doing for people in Canada? He's all this rebel and this outsider and all this stuff. He's not doing nothing because he's being a bitch to his record label and the establishment, just like that other dumbass Canadian up there who's been trying to make us all take the shots and wants Joe Rogan taking off Spotify. We all know his name. I don't even need to say it. Yeah, keep on rocking in the free world, all right. So let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, go ahead.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yeah, you were there. You asked a question. I think. I mean, did I answer it for you?
You did. I'd also like
you could kill 1,000 of those cops. That'd make the enemy more powerful.
Well, that's the thing. I'm so tired of taking a back seat and just sitting down.
No, I know. So don't comply with the system. Expose the system. Wake people up. Say no to it at every level. And don't worry. If things keep deteriorating, Klaus Schwab gets a civil war, you're going to get every chance you want. It'll all be a big crazy free-for-all. It won't matter anymore what's going on. You'll all be animated. We'll be jumping around like gorillas killing each other. And we're so close. And, hey, once we go into that game, I'm pretty sure I'll shed my skin and be a horrible creature. But the point is, not me, folks, but I know how to. The point is we want to stop that. We want to intellectually beat our enemies. Our enemies want a physical conflict because why? They're losing the hearts and minds. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to your Survival X2, Shield X2, the Ultimate Fish Oil, the Super Male Vitality, the Bodies, and the Fiber Green Caps. I take them every day. They're good stuff. Y'all get out there and get them for yourself and your family. You need them. Thanks, Alex. Have a good rest.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you, and your question is so important because I agree with you. When I watch them beat up old ladies and knock people's teeth out and beat them with guns, at a primitive level 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, we'd have a George Washington pop up, and we'd go kick their ass, and they wouldn't act like that anymore. But you understand, we got a bunch of brainwashed public that doesn't know what's going on. And so we've got to wake them up ahead of that. You understand? They lose when they beat us with billy clubs and run over women with horses if we don't attack back. Not because we're wimps, but because we realize these guys are just puppets. We want to burn the leaders that gave the orders who think we'll be dumb and kill the cops, and then they win the game. You understand? God bless you. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with that challenge to Drake. And then we're going to go right back to your phone calls, and I'll finish up. I'm sure Salenti will let me steal 15 minutes of his great show. He was on fire last week. But I'm going to get to every one of these calls. Stacy's up next. And we got Rick. And we got Alan and George and Steve and Jake. We're going to get to all your calls straight ahead. Please fund me and keep me on air. Part of me just wants to go run off in the woods and say, hey, man, imagine if Alex Jones just disappeared. Like, hey, I done my thing. I did my tour 28 years. I'm out of here. But I can't do that. But then they can take me off air anyways if I don't get a lot of money. Plus, I got great products you need. So I want to thank you all for how far we've come. But you don't need me to tell you right now, you've been betting on this. You've been fighting. It's like having a baby that's 8.5 months pregnant. We're right there, folks. And you don't want to lose this right now. And we need to stay in the fight. So go get products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. Last 3 days to get X3, 50% off. The new sales, Winter Sun, 50% off. And Brain Force Ultra that sold out so many times. It came in. We got a limited supply of that. It's 40% off the amazing quick-acting, clean energy, nootropic next level. Brain Force Ultra. Brain Force Ultra funds the Ultra Awakening worldwide. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right?
Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Working on the weekend like usual.
Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, man, a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move on my release day, huh? This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell it. It is what it is. But said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got the paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dunk.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much.
This is fame, not club.
My taxes, I'm too turned up.
Says it perfectly.
Got a paddock on my wrist going nuts.
So, Drake, you know, says he's against police brutality. That's good. Someone against it, too. Drake says, you know, he's this big Canadian up there in Toronto. Where is Drake right now about what's been going on for 4 weeks in Canada or 2 years of tyranny? Seriously. Because, you know, you got Kanye West over there who I admire because he's got a lot of courage and has been demonized and attacked for the truth. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect either. And then you got people, you got Ice-T. coming out against gun control in the New World Order. That's good. These are powerful, important people that reach a lot of folks. I mean, I say people over about 50 don't listen to it, but I've been listening to it since I was a kid. Everybody below me listens to it. All these old white people, I think the Beatles are still popular. But, I mean, you know, these are the Beatles of today, and where are they? Oh, you're all tough, you're all gangster, you're all with the people. Well, let's see it. Let's see it, right? Because what's going on in Canada and everywhere else is BS. No, but you don't see Snoop Dogg against this. He loves it. He's at the Super Bowl. You're all sold out to the system, and you're a joke. And that's all I can say is your managers tell you don't get involved. Just sit there and clutch your money. If you don't have a free society to spend your money in, or you're in a nuclear war, Drake, it's not worth anything. You know, and Joe Rogan's a great guy. I've known Joe Rogan 23 years, longer than that, but 23 years. And I always knew Joe was a great guy. And then I saw him about 4 years ago going with the system, and I got in his face and said, you're wrong. And then Joe went for the truth the last few years because he finally realized it was true. And what happened to Joe? Well, I know the inside baseball. I told you he didn't make $100 million last year. He didn't make $200 million last year. Because he started talking about the truth, Joe found out about how big the truth is. Joe made a lot more than that. It's not about that money. That's just numbers. That's just symbols. The truth is what really matters. But now you see where we are, and you see Joe on the Great Reset. You see Joe on the New World Order. And I just wonder who's been feeding him all that information. Because real mastery comes when you're there way before anybody else does it, and then you just step back once you've completed the mission and watch everybody else carry out the victory. And that's really what I want to do. But we're far from that victory at this point. But this crew and this operation and the listeners, you deserve the credit. I know you're not looking for the credit, but I need to tell you how you get the credit. Because you need to recognize how you changed the world and how we're on a fighting foot right now and actually are winning. In a fight, they're 45, we're 55. Or a football game, we're 36, they're 30. We're 33, they're 27. I mean, we're right there, folks. I mean, we're in the game. We're in the lead, actually, right now. And if we just get in the zone and pray to God, that's how you get in the zone, and just don't care about what happens to our bodies, and we tell the truth, we're going to win and secure the next big push for our species into the future. And our children that are counting on us to man up and stand up and be strong and win. And I get all your genetic memory is, you get told to go kill some people, you're in a war, other soldiers show up, you kill them, you win, you secured the future for your women and children. Well, this is next level. Now you got to secure businesses. You got to secure information. You got to become informed. You got to secure leadership. And then if all that fails, we'll resort to the good old-fashioned killing. And I think you're going to find some men that are looking to be men out there. When you start taking care of your kids, you start working hard, if you're looking to be a badass, if you're looking to be a killer, all of a sudden all these systems open up and now you're the killer you always wanted to be, except you don't want to be a killer anymore. You want to be a farmer. You want to be a builder. You want to be somebody that brings the species forward. And that desire of human destiny is spreading now across the world. And our influence far pierces beyond the major leaders we've affected here in the United States. Our collective will of this broadcast, you, your will, your prayer, Your force of your voice. That's what incantation means. Think of an incantation as some wish. Well, that they have their incantations. We have ours. When you pray to God, that's an incantation. When you speak out for the truth, it's an incantation. It's the will of your voice, like God spoke reality into existence. We are little g and made in the image of God. We speak it into existence now. And we have spoken the pro-human future into existence. We have spoken the intergalactic, interstellar, interdimensional existence into existence. We have already flipped the switch. We've already, through God's promise, ensured the survival of the species and next-level development. The only question is, how many people do we take with us? How many souls join us into the next level, and how many fall to the enemy? Those are precious souls that are literally going to be captured in the phantom zone with Satan for very long cycles. We've got to try to take as many of them with us as we can. And Hollywood knows this, and the whole satanic culture knows this. That's why they have movies like Poltergeist, where there's the cult leader takes them out in the Arizona desert and kills everybody to get their souls, to take their spirits with them, because he's demon possessed. And he's trying to manipulate the little girl to get her spirit into the dimension to fool all those spirits to follow him into hell. And of course, they raped that little girl to death on the set of that movie. On the next movie. That's Hollywood for you. So what does that song say from the Highwaymen? I'm going to live forever. I'm going to cross that river. I'm going to reach tomorrow now. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Because even though, we'll play the song, we'll come back with your calls. Even though they're not forsaken, they feel forsaken. Now go ahead and play the song out to break. It's important.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find.
I'm going to live forever now.
I'm going to live forever now.
That's what you want, folks. Good stuff. Just thank God you're not. You're not. Roscoe.
And you must be good to one another. Please try to raise.
Or Trudeau.
Let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I.
You see, interdimensionally, love, admiration, commitment is the most powerful energy in the universe. It transcends all time, all dimensions. And it's what the enemies of humanity hate more than anything. We're going to go to break, and I promise, get to all the callers, like Rick and Alan and others that are patiently holding. In hour number four, then Gerald Celente takes over. I love how the tyrannical attacks on these men, women, and children in Ottawa has now spurred the rebellion worldwide. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm going to catch tomorrow now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.